Have you ever noticed how a calm mind can really set the stage for a good night's sleep? That's the idea behind our new podcast, Good Sleep. Greg, our host from Optimal Relationships Daily, is here to help ease you into a peaceful night's rest with some positive affirmations. And these affirmations aren't just comforting. They can help ease anxiety and nurture positive thoughts, setting you up for true good sleep. So press play on Good Sleep tonight. Because a good tomorrow starts with a good night's sleep. Just search for Good Sleep in your podcast app and be sure to pick the one from Optimal Living Daily. This is Optimal Finance Daily, episode 1904. The percentage of people with no wealth outside their home is sad. By Sam of FinancialSamurai.com. And I'm your host and personal finance enthusiast, Diana Merriam. Now let's get to today's post as we optimize your life. The percentage of people with no wealth outside their home is sad. By Sam of FinancialSamurai.com. The percentage of people with no wealth outside their home is sad. Home ownership is a great way to build wealth for the average person. However, it's also important to diversify into other investments. I recently stumbled across a fascinating chart by Deutsche Bank highlighting that more families than ever before have zero or negative non-home wealth. In other words, roughly 30% of households have no 401k, no IRA, no after-tax investment account, no private equity investments, no venture debt investments, no nothing beyond the value of their primary residence. If you have no investments outside of your primary residence, I'm not sure how you're ever going to be able to retire or reach budget financial independence, because Social Security alone is not enough to cover expenses after the age of 62. I'm not even sure the average Social Security check of about $1,200 a month is able to cover all of your healthcare costs. Let's say you were fortunate enough to have worked 40 years and paid maximum FICA tax each year. You'd still only be getting a maximum Social Security check of $2,700 a month in today's dollars. The reason why the 2008-2009 financial crisis was so severe was because the vast majority of Americans had the majority of their net worth locked up in their primary residence. When the housing market crashed, so did the fortunes of the about 64% of Americans who owned their homes. Americans didn't have enough cash or defensive bonds or even commodities to protect them from selling at fire sale prices. The people with no wealth outside their home lost big during the 2008-2009 global financial crisis. What's going on with the lack of wealth outside of a home? With so many asset classes doing well, why do a record number of Americans have no wealth outside of their primary residence? Here are some reasons I can think of as to why some people have no wealth outside their home. Number one, runaway trains. After the economy started settling down in 2010, the typical American began thanking their lucky stars they were still solvent after the worst financial crisis in modern times. I cannot stress enough how shell-shocked people were after experiencing so much wealth destruction in such a short time. When you're catching your breath, you're not looking to aggressively invest in growth stocks and other assets. But starting in 2012, the stock market and real estate market began to really take off. Meanwhile, the pace of appreciation for new assets like cryptocurrency rose faster than any asset class in history. By the time Americans finally felt comfortable taking on more risk, all the investments we wanted to buy started giving us post-traumatic stress, because they're at the same sky-high valuations as before the crisis. As a result, we couldn't part with our cash. The trauma was just too recent. Today, I think the housing market is in for a multi-year bull run as we come out of the pandemic. Number two, spend before you lose all your money again. After the financial crisis, a lot of people questioned the wisdom of saving and investing all those years given it was so easy to lose so much money. Distrust in the stock market grew to new heights as people decided to spend their money on things and experiences rather than invest for tomorrow. Further, more people are spending money on their homes post-pandemic. They're turning funny money stock gains into real assets. I've come across many 35 and under people in my time who are cashed up and all about YOLO. Number 3, don't know what to invest in. Despite TV, podcasts, books, and personal finance blogs, there's still a huge knowledge hole for how and where to invest one's hard-earned savings. As a personal finance blogger, this makes me kind of sad because anybody who got on the saving until it hurts and investing train since I started this site in July 2009 would be much wealthier today. But as an online business owner who has two mouths to feed, this knowledge hole makes me extremely bullish about Financial Samurai's future. Of course, I can see a scenario where people finally gain the confidence and knowledge to invest, only to see the stock market and real estate market start declining once again. The key is to at least have index exposure to various risk asset classes based on your risk tolerance. Number 4, real wages haven't kept up. We can't assign blame for lack of saving and investing solely on fear and ignorance. Despite nominal income increasing over time, real median household income has gone nowhere since the financial crisis. As such, real wages haven't kept up, while everything has gotten more expensive in real terms. Thus, it's much harder to accumulate disposable income for investment. And number 5, the median age homebuyer is getting older. The median age for a homebuyer in America is 32. But as home prices outpace wage growth and more education is required to get the same paying job, it's easy to see the median home buyer age increase. Once you've put down a large down payment, it's hard to have anything left over, especially if you bought in an expensive coastal city. There's an even worse scenario to consider. Yes, it stinks if your entire net worth is made up of your primary residence. But can you imagine not only not owning any investments outside of your primary residence, but also renting all these years? What a disaster. Renting is equivalent to shorting the housing market. For some reason, people find shorting the housing market more palatable than shorting the stock market, but the end result is quite similar, negative returns. If the US housing market gets as strong as the Canadian housing market, expect US real estate prices to go up another 35 to 70%. By now, there should be no debate between owning versus renting. If you know where you plan to live for the long term, it's best to stay neutral inflation by owning your primary residence. People who invest in stocks and rent realize this. However, those against home ownership just don't want to acknowledge the truth that, like with stocks, the long-term trend for real estate is always up and to the right. For some reason, stock-only investors trick themselves into believing they can't simultaneously invest in both asset classes for the long term. It's the weirdest thing. But this thinking just goes to prove point number 3 from earlier. There's a lot more financial education that needs spreading. Don't be like most people with no wealth outside their home. Diversify your investments. You just listened to the post titled, "The Percentage of People with No Wealth Outside Their Home is Sad," by Sam of FinancialSamurai.com. Have you been using Mint to manage your finances? First, the bad news. Mint is shutting down. And now, the good news. There's a better alternative. Our sponsor, Monarch Money. Mint users are turning to Monarch Money and loving it. Maybe you're saving for a down payment, a wedding, a dream vacation, your kids' college. I've found that Monarch makes it easy to help you reach your financial goals, whatever they are. I definitely wouldn't be able to allocate my finances or plan as clearly without help from Monarch. In fact, Monarch is the top-rated all-in-one personal finance app. It gives you a comprehensive view of all of your accounts, investments, transactions, and more. Create custom budgets, set goals, and collaborate with your partner. And now get an extended 30-day free trial when you go to monarchmoney.com/OFD. After trying out Monarch for myself, I understand why it's the top-rated personal finance app. And right now, get an extended 30-day free trial when you go to monarchmoney.com/OFD. That's MONARCH MONEY.com/OFD for your extended 30-day free trial. Looking to part ways with complicated, expensive, and uncertain shipping? Then give your business the edge it needs with USPS Ground Advantage shipping from the United States Postal Service. Keep everything simple with clear, upfront pricing and no unexpected surcharges. Keep things affordable with some of the lowest prices out there. And keep it all reliable with on-time ground shipments. It's time to turn shipping to your advantage. Learn how at usps.com/advantage. USPS Ground Advantage. Simple, affordable, reliable. This article reminds me of an email I got from a listener who was questioning if she had enough to retire. While she had over $1 million, a large majority of that was in her house, so she couldn't really live off that in retirement unless she sold the house. I like the rule of thumb to have no more than 10 to 20% of your net worth in your residence so you can put the bulk of your money into income-producing assets. But if it's too late for that, there's a last resort option known as a reverse mortgage that could make sense for people with certain unique circumstances. One of the things I read that gave me pause is that the reverse mortgage must be repaid when the borrower dies, permanently moves out, or sells the home. And you're accumulating interest through the life of the loan that eventually needs to be paid back. So if you want to leave your home to your children, for example, having a reverse mortgage on the property could cause problems if your heirs don't have the funds needed to pay off the loan. Another thing to consider is that in order to benefit from the reverse mortgage, you need to be healthy enough to continue living in your home. If an individual's health declines to the point where they must relocate to a treatment facility, the loan must be repaid in full. So a reverse mortgage might not be the best long-term strategy for someone who has growing health concerns as they age. And that will do it for today. Have a great day and start to your weekend. Thank you for listening. And I'll be back here reading to you tomorrow, where your optimal life awaits.